Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates. This will be the AFC North preview. I'm here with Rob, our co-host, again.
Thank you.
Still sitting here.
Yes, yes. You invited me back. Thank you so much. So
you did not disperse from my smell. That's good.
No, lucky smelling.
Well, I showered today, so that was good.
And you wore purple, so yeah. Double win for you.
Yeah, double win. Double win.
So
Kev behind the cameras and getting everything done for us, edited and posted to where you're listening to it right now. But without further ado, Rob, let's just hop right in here.
Let's get in it. Football, baby.
I know AFC East, we started with the bottom team, or at least who we felt would be a bottom team. I'm going to go ahead and do it again. Last year, the Cleveland Browns went 3-14. Joe Flacco was named the starter.
The old legend.
The defense still is not that bad, to be honest with you.
Really? Why do you say that?
I don't think they're that bad. I mean, you still got Myles Garrett in there. Mason Graham, the rookie, coming in. I'm curious what he's going to give us. Allegedly had a good camp, but so does everybody, right?
That is true. But he was a beast in Michigan.
I like Grant Delpit a lot. Greg Newsom the second. I mean, the defense is still loaded for me. It's the offense that's the big question. But for me, I have a drastic change for the Cleveland Browns. I still have them finishing last. It's tied for last, actually, in the division. So this division, people are going to make fun of me. It's crazy. But this is the top, one of the toughest divisions in football this year, along with the other North division.
Yeah.
Cleveland, I have going 8-9, which seems ridiculously high, right?
8-9.
Yeah, I don't even know where Vegas has them.
Are we recording this?
Yeah,
right
we are.
Now?
So yeah, we got recorded,
this on
right,
record.
Kev? Awesome.
8-9.
Eight, nine. I know it sounds stupid.
From three, I mean, there's going to be a team every year.
I have most of the teams in this division splitting games with each other. I mean, this is a tight division. It's tough. I expect it to be what we expected to be last year. You know who the starter is coming in. Yeah, we knew it was Deshaun Watson last year, but he did not look good. He brought everybody else down around him.
Yes, he
did. It is time to move on from him, whether it's Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shadur. I don't care who it is. It is time to move on from that mistake. You probably got to pay him, and it's fine, whatever. But again, Joe Flacco starting the season for the Cleveland Browns. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't feel as good as you do. I have a 5-12. So
5-12.
I mean, it's obviously needs QB play is the number one thing. They were last in points last year, you know, worst on close to the end, worst on third down. So, and they did pick up that Junkins. Who knows if he's going to even play this year? So that's going to really
is
hurt.
Is he at camp now? I thought I saw the thing got dropped or jail.
Or I don't know.
No, he's not in jail. He's not in jail. It got dropped.
So
almost positive.
You got Judy back. You know, he had 90 for 1,200 last year. So you got him on the outside and on the tight end. Defensively, they sacked the ball well, but against the run in the pass, in between those sacks, they weren't very good. So, yeah, if they could stop the run a little bit better, I think that'll help their secondary a lot. So I'm just not very high on them right now. So
fair enough. Fair enough.
Sorry, Dog Pound,
he says. Yeah, no.
You're in the dog house.
Offensively, I'm looking for Jerome Ford to have a pretty good season as well. And, yeah, if Judkins can play, awesome. Another game-changing player at the college level. Will it translate? We'll see. They also picked up Isaiah Bond when his also Chargers just got dropped. So
yep.
It'll be, you know, the first videos of him coming out of camp where just looks like a guy who hasn't been able to run routes for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once he gets back, you know, moving around a little bit, he'll be just fine. So I'm
before
curious.
The dumpster fire starts.
I don't think there's gonna be a dumpster fire for the Browns this year. I don't know
really?
What it is. I think again, it's just
that's
I think every game is gonna be a battle for these guys. Now they could absolutely win only five games. I'm not gonna argue against that. They won't go over eight where I have them.
All right. Say they. What's the over under on what Kevin Savansky needs to win to keep his job?
Ooh. What is that number? Yeah.
I'll throw 7. You think higher or lower?
Oh, he's got to be higher than 7 to keep his job.
So if he wins 7 games, he's fired.
Yeah, it's tough. You're in a tough division, but that's a great question.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, seriously, what do you guys think? Is Kevin Stefanski going to be one of the first coaches fired this year out of the few that are potentially on the chopping block? Dable, I'm looking at you. I'm waiting.
An 0-4 start, would that be enough for him to lose his job?
Let's see. The Browns, real quick.
Who's their first
versus Cincy, I have that as an L for the Browns. Yeah. At Baltimore, that's an L. Green Bay in Cleveland, low-key. I do have them starting. Nope, you know what? This is what I did. I have them losing to Cincy, losing to Baltimore, beating Green Bay at home in Cleveland, and then proceeding to lose to Detroit, lose to Minnesota, and then lose to Pittsburgh.
So they could easily be 0-6.
And then they turn it around after that for me.
And win the rest of the games and go 10-6.
Then it gets slightly easier.
Okay. But I see where we're going with this.
They have a little easier second half. Like after the bye is slightly easier for them, for me.
Well,
how did I get eight wins out of that? That's crazy. But here we go.
Tyler's right over here. Gone.
No doubt.
You gone.
So, good for you, Cleveland fans. Like, we just gained some subscribers, probably.
I probably got some haters coming.
I'm going to the team that I have tied with them for last in the division.
Okay.
At 8-9 as well. The team that went 10-7 last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Obviously, we know they made a change at quarterback coming into this season.
Big upgrade.
Bring it on. It's really not. It's the same thing for me. However.
Tell me more.
If the defense can play at an elite level, Aaron Rodgers shouldn't have to do all that much. He really shouldn't.
In your eye. Well,
all right. And Russell Wilson didn't need to do that much either last year, and they had some limited success offensively.
I have him at 10.
And then, Fields came in and went 4-2, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I have him at 10-7. Did you feel like Aaron Rodgers had a bad year last year? 28-11.
I think it's a year where he's a veteran quarterback that is coming off of a major injury.
Two years ago. Yeah.
Still. At that age.
And he did 28-11 after that.
Look how poor, and I'm not even going to dare say that I'm trying to compare Kirk Cousins to Aaron Rodgers, but look how poorly Kirk Cousins played last year after his Achilles. I think there's something to be said about that. So,
for sure.
I think he's in line to have a better season than he did last year, 100%. Whether or not he... Because Artie Smith is the OC there now, right?
Yes, who loves to run the ball, FYI fantasy football people.
And was he the OC with Rabel in Tennessee? With Tannehill and all that.
Then he got the job in Atlanta.
So that's the part I like, because obviously they had Derrick Henry. You got Jaylen Warren, way different running back, way different style. But you're going to run the ball. You added DK Metcalf to the outside. I mean, I don't hate what's going on in Pittsburgh. Another set of tight ends.
Agreed.
This seems to be a common theme right now in the AFC so far for us. Pat Freiermuth, and they just added Jonnu Smith.
It's a copycat league. you do the same thing the same division does. But my biggest thing on offense is they picked up in the second round is Caleb Johnson from Iowa. So that Warner-Johnson run would really help with Rodgers because his play-action game is on point, And the Austin tight ends, you're saying good. And then they had Troy Faluola, who was injured last year, so he'll be back. So their offensive line, I think that's where they're going to win and lose, on their floor ceiling of a 6-whatever to a possibly, 11-win season.
Yeah, and you said what? You have them at 10-7?
10-7, yeah.
10-7, okay.
Because defensively, I still, they were
on paper, that's a fairly elite defense. If they stay healthy, Darius Slay's aging. Jalen Ramsey's getting up there, Joey Porter Jr. is a solid young player, so how old is Patrick Queen right now? So it's...
They are, Highsmith, and then isn't Hayward, is he holding out right now, D-tackle?
Is he?
But they still got T.J. Watt too. So
if he can stay healthy,
yeah. So, defensively, all their numbers across the board are over money. So
Cam Hayward returns to practice amid contract dispute.
Yep. So they'll compete for a playoff spot you know, to be right on the edge of a wild card.
Well, that's what I mean. I think this division as a whole can go any way other than Cleveland for you, right?
Correct.
And probably for me, like they're last no matter what, or tied for last is how I have them with the Steelers. But for me, I think the next team would be the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals finishing 9-8 last year. Have a new DC coming in the door. I think that's going to make a lot of changes.
Needs to.
Needs to. Trey Hendrickson right now is in limbo. So I'm going to go ahead and say that the Bengals are going to finish 9-8 again.
9-8.
Yep. I think the offense is outstanding. I mean, that's a dangerous offense. Obviously, locking up T. Higgins. You have Jamar Chase, arguably the second best receiver in the league behind Jettas.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
but maybe
looking like the first receiver. Oh yeah, top receiver duo in the league. Yeah, 100. Yeah. I would think so.
I mean, Higgins could be definitely number one on a lot of teams.
I would agree, 100%. 100%. Gesicki has his days up and down, you know. Chase Brown I like in the backfield a lot, actually. It was in Illinois. I can't remember.
He was sneaky good. 54 catches style, you know.
So I think there's a lot to be excited about offensively for the Bengals. I mean, defensively, they're not fully out of it either. But I think if you lose Trey Hendrickson, that's a big deal. Best probably edge rusher last season, I believe. Didn't he lead the league?
Yeah, sacks he did. Yeah.
So,
where'd you have him at?
Did I even say?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, 9-8. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got him at 10-7. You know. So for me, it says it's all about the O line. They have the exact same O line as last year. So the middle of the line needs to step up.
And Joe Burrow was running for his life.
Yes.
Half the season.
So they just need to play better. They didn't upgrade anywhere there. And the defense needs to step up. You know, they have a bunch of talent, you know, especially coming on the line. They end up drafting the Stewart out of Texas.
Shamar Stewart, yep.
You know,
yep.
So that'll help.
And maybe he switches sides and has to play where Trey Hendrickson is. You're filling in for who retired? Hubbard.
Yes.
So
who didn't really produce
at a high level. And that's probably right.
It's more of a name.
Yeah, for sure.
You
but he had his moments, you know, before.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, right. No, I hear you. I hear you. So where do you have the Bengals? I'm sorry.
I got them at 10-7. So they're like right there battling with the Steelers and, you know, for second in that division in my book. So it should be interesting. And they got another, you know, that's back to
how do you have, what's their head to head for you? Bengals and Steelers.
Split.
It is split.
Yeah. Okay. I'm kind of with you. This is such
a tough division. It's a tough division.
I don't think Cleveland will be the only team that doesn't split across the board, like you said. But, you know, so and then the next, still the next team that we're about to talk about is
bring it in.
Is gonna go. We got the Baltimore Ravens. You have Lamar Jackson coming back, which I thought it was an MVP season over Allen. He threw.
I think we both thought he was snubbed.
Yeah, he had 4,100 yards. He had almost 1,000 rushing. He had like career numbers across the board. But I think they just kind of got sick of giving it off to him. So.
That's messed up.
I'm big on Baltimore this year. I think they're the team that caught ball better. You know, they still got Henderson, Bateman, Flowers across the board. They got offensively, they're really good. Kind of the same line. They lost the left guard, Patrick McCarr, I think, to Jacksonville, I think. And defensively, still got Smith back there. Their secondary is loaded with. They picked up Starks from Georgia too, another safety.
I like that. Yeah, so another one that the Packers lost. Yeah.
So they're having Starks and.
Hamilton. Not Starks. Starks didn't leave the Packers. That's not where he came from. I'm thinking of Eric Stokes went somewhere else.
Yes,
Starks. Where did he
Georgia
come from?
Cornerback. Yeah.
Yeah. Where the heck did Starks come from? I can't remember. Anyway,
the rookie.
Oh, that's yes. Yeah, I'm thinking of Stokes.
He's a rookie from Georgia. He was their first round pick. Yep, so, and they had got Alexander from Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So their secondary.
If he can
loaded.
Stay on the field, he's a solid corner, very serviceable. For me, somebody's got to stop. Where do you have them finishing? Sorry, did you say?
What's it's like a 10-7.
The Ravens. Ravens.
They
finished 12-5 last year.
12-5.
Have them at 12-5.
And okay. My note says team just got better. That's all I wrote as the overall summary of their team.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. they improved to 13-4 for me. I believe that makes them, no, I'm sorry, that makes them the number two, tied for the number two seed for me in the entire AFC East behind the Bills, and tied with another team still to be talked about.
But they lost. Oh, right, they beat the Bills because that was one of the Bills' loss, so then they would have the two seed. If I remember you right with the Bills, you said that.
I'm saying for this season. Yeah. I have them behind the Bills.
Yeah, the first, second seed I'm talking about.
Yeah, I have them tied with somebody else.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. The Bills are my number one seed at 14-3.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Baltimore's 13-4, and there's another team in the next division that's also 13-4. But anyway, somebody needs to stop their rushing attack. I mean, Derrick Henry with 1,900 yards. Lamar Jackson, like you said, almost 1,000. He's sitting at over 900 yards. Yeah, stop that.
Yeah.
Good luck. So I think that's... This is the year for the Ravens to make a deep run and win the Super Bowl. Jake, I'm telling you right now, Jake is one of our guests that will be back this season. We can't wait. Our Ravens, man, back. I think out of the AFC, for me, this is the team going to the Super Bowl this season if they stay healthy.
Yeah, they're definitely, in my book, the team to beat, you know, with all their new add-ins and they didn't lose anybody. So, and Lamar seems to just keep getting better. I think statistically his yards per attempt were even better than ever. So Lamar's back to MVP.
God, I love that defense too.
Yeah, they're solid. So yeah, I have them finishing up at top in this division. It should be fun. I'm excited for it.
No, I am too. And like we said, probably this is, AFC West tries to make a case, but I think this is the toughest division in the AFC and tied for the toughest division in football this season. Like we said last year, and then it kind of was weird last year. I don't know. It kind of went up and down last year. Not as dominant and black and blue as I kind of expected it to be and what I'm kind of looking for this year out of this division.
Yeah, the Bengals were a little bit down, I think. I remember in our predictions last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
Bengals bounce back this year.
They will.
They'll bounce back this year. Rob, thanks for being here, of course, as always, for this AFC North preview. Kev, getting it done behind the cameras. Obviously, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or iHeartRadio. And we will see you in our next episode where we will be previewing the AFC South, Rob.
We'll be there.
Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.